Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday morning, July 31st. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, celebrities bounce from the prepaid card business and what Bitcoins won't say. Celebrities like Susie Orman, Magic Johnson, Lil Wayne, and others are having a rough time making money off their prepaid cards. Prepaid cards typically are aimed at people without bank accounts or those looking to avoid bank fees. Customers load money onto the cards, including direct deposit payroll checks, and can use the cards anywhere traditional credit or debit cards are accepted. Wall Street Journal's Robin Seidel says one reason that celebrities are getting out of the business is that consumers are just not sure what to make of them.
You need call centers, especially people oftentimes with prepaid cards may not be as familiar with how they work and may call the customer service center repeatedly. So they're pretty expensive to run and maintain.
Not to mention that the prepaid card business has gotten incredibly competitive recently.
You now have some of the mainstream banks that are entering this space pretty aggressively, like J.P. Morgan, like American Express. And so there's just much more competition than there used to be, and they can't really compete.
And the fees to use one of these cards have decreased recently and further limited the amount of money that celebrities can make off of them.
Most cards now, they've got an initial fee of $4 or $5. And then there are also some monthly fees. Some of the cards initially charged you every time you took money out of an ATM. And now some of those fees have gone away.
As a result, many of these celebrities have abandoned this business altogether. You've probably heard the term Bitcoin, but do you really know what they are? The digital currency is a decentralized payment network that lets people transfer money to each other without a middleman. Advocates say they reduce transaction fees and create a level playing field. However, in her piece, 10 Things Bitcoins Won't Say, Priya Anand highlights some of the concerns that folks should have with them, including the fact that volatility of Bitcoins can leave you broke.
The virtual currencies, especially Bitcoin, they respond to perception like the stock market. So if someone has a bad perception or the market has a bad perception of what's going on, they really could go tumbling in value.
For example, in mid-July, Bitcoins traded for around $600 a piece. That's down from their high of $1,147 back in December. As a result of their fluctuating values, Bitcoins are also a tax nightmare waiting to happen.
When you use Bitcoins and make a transaction or buy or sell something, that's a taxable event. So let's say your Bitcoin rose in value before you actually, you know, used it. You have to really keep track of all these individual things to see how much the value of it has changed.
If the Bitcoin rises in value, you could owe capital gains tax, something that would never happen with regular currency. And even though this currency is digital, experts say you should actually print out your Bitcoins in order to protect yourself.
Bitcoins have these unique addresses with them and also public and private keys. And experts say that one of the ways to maintain the safety of your Bitcoins is to print out your private key and, you know, lock it up in a vault.
To fully understand the perils of this digital currency, check out Priya Anand's 10 Things Bitcoins Won't Say at MarketWatch.com. That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for The Wall Street Journal.